जाए, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जाय, प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाय, समावेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। Before I begin, sorry, I just want to thank everyone for coming, attending, and allowing me to perform a little devotional service to Srila Prabhupada and to all of you. It is a great blessing to be able to share with the Vaishnavas this great philosophy, and I pray for your blessings so that I may say something useful, beneficial, not only to myself but to all of you, so that we can all share in the delight and ecstasy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse this morning. Try to scramble through it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, ninth chapter, 16th verse. Is that what they got up there? I hope. Okay. Vritya Prasada Abhimukham Drik Asavam Prasana Hasa Aruna Lochan Ananam Kirtanam Kundalinam Chatubhajam Pita Amsukham Bakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. Vritya prasada bhimukham drigasavam prasana hasaruna lochanananam kirittanam kundalinam chatubhujam Pitam Sukham Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. Vritya Prasada Bhimamukham Rigasavam. Prasana Hasaruna Lochanananam. Kritinam Kundalinam Chaturbhijam. Pitam Sukham Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. Vritya Prasada Bhimumakham Drigasavam. Prasana Hasaruna Lochanananam. Kirittinam Kundalinam Chaturbhajam. Pitam Sukham Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriyam. Please chant. Thank you. chaturbhujam pitham sukham vakshasi lakshitam surya Sarana lochanam bhavam Kiritanam kundalinam chaturbhujam Pitham sukham vakshasi lakshitam shriya Vityaprasanam dhammukam vidasavam Sanaharasuna lochanananam Kiritinam kundalanam saturbhujam Pitam sukham vakshasi lakshitam suryam. Anyone else? Ladies, please. Vritya prasada vimukham didasabham Sanaha saruna lochanananam Pitham sukham vakshasi lakshitam shriya. Any other ladies? Any other men? Vritya, sorry, the servitor, prasada, affection, abhimukham, favorably facing, drik, the very sight, asavam, an intoxication, Prasanna, very much pleased. Hasa, smile. Aruna, reddish. Lochana, eyes. Ananam, face. Kiritana, with helmet. Kundalanam, with earrings. Chaturbhujam, with four hands. Pita, yellow. Amshukam, dress. Vakshasi, on the chest. Rakshitam, marked. Surya, with the goddess of fortune. Anybody know how to tighten this? I think we'll be right now, as long as I don't touch it. So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, the ninth chapter, and the 16th verse. So the translation begins. The personality of Godhead, seen leaning favorably towards his loving servitors, his very sight intoxicating and attractive, appeared to be very much satisfied. He had a smiling face decorated with an enchanting reddish hue. He was dressed in yellow robes and wore earrings and a helmet on his head. He had four hands, and his chest was marked with the lines of the goddess of fortune. So what is that? What are those lines called? Yeah, Srivatsa. Very commonly known, and we move on to the purport now. In the Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda, there is a full description of the Yoga Pitta, or the particular place where the Lord is in audience to his eternal devotees. So for those of us who are learning a new word now, Yoga Pitta, it again means place where the Lord is in audience to his eternal devotees. In that yoga pit, the personifications of religion, knowledge, opulence, and renunciation are all seated at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, when it says the personifications, it means they have forms. It's not an idea. It's not a concept. It's a person who represents those particular aspects called religion, knowledge, opulence, and renunciation. The four Vedas, namely the Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, are present there personally to advise the Lord. So here we're not seeing books. We're seeing persons who represent those books and who know those books and who can give guidance on those books. The 16 energies headed by Chanda are all present there. Chanda and Kumada are the first two doorkeepers. At the middle door are the doorkeepers named Bhadra and Subhadra. And at the last door are Jaya and Vijaya. So just going back a few lines. I'm sorry. It says the 16 energies headed by Chanda. So I'd just like to mention, you know, what those 16 energies are so we know what they're talking about. First of all, we know most of them, but we may not know them in the order that they're usually given in. So 16, earth, water, air, fire, ether, 5. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, another 5. Hands, legs, stomach, rectum, genitals, another 5. And 16, the mind. Okay? So, coming back. There are other doorkeepers also named Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Pundarik, Vamana, Shankukarn, Savanetra, Sumukha, etc. The Lord's palace is well decorated and protected by the above-mentioned doorkeepers. In other words, nobody gets in unless they have a pass or unless they have a card. You can't crash the Lord's temple. You have to be invited or you have to have authorization to get in. And that tells us right then and there that we are approaching or entering a very holy place, a very reverential place. It's not an ordinary place. And consequently, when we get near it, our palms should be joined, our head should be bowed, and we should show the proper respect to it so that we can obtain the blessings of the Lord and he can see that we are, in effect, truly recognizing his greatness, his glory, and his wonder, rather than taking him for granted, treating him as an ordinary person, as sometimes happens. Very often, I see devotees even right here in the temple, kind of just walking around in such a way as if those were just a bunch of marble statues. We have to be careful. I was taught at an early period in my time that when you walk out, try not to walk out with your back facing the deities. It's not considered good order. I was told to face the deities and back out to the door and then turn around and leave. This is actually nice etiquette. It means that I don't want to put my back to the deity. Rather, I want to look at the deity. I want to show my respect to the deity. I want to show my love to the deity. And by so doing, the deity is looking at me favorably as I look at him reverentially. This is a very nice attitude, and it's the way we beget blessings and favors and goodness from the deities because we are showing a kind of respect that sometimes devotees ignore, disregard, don't even care about because they take it for granted. They think that they're just there. And that's what happens is a saying which says, I don't remember the way it exactly goes, but when we see something very often, it loses its, in our mind, it loses its importance. And the result is that it becomes unimportant and we treat it unimportantly. So I pray and hope that I don't do that, and I know I do it sometimes, and that no one here does that, so that the deities feel that we are not just dressing them and beautifying them, but we are loving them and revering them and looking up to them. That's a very nice attitude because it brings a wonderful relationship. That's why the deities then give blessings to the devotees, because they are making an extra effort to show their respect and honor and glory, and that they are not just statues standing up there with beautiful clothes. And if any people come into this room and they see us doing that, they can get the sense that this is not something ordinary. These are not dolls. These are some great divinities. And that way, they become also somewhat respectful and reverential, and they begin to have the right attitude. Even when you go into the Catholic Church, it is rare that people are just walking around or looking at their Jesus in an indifferent, uncaring, thoughtless manner. I rarely have ever seen that. And so we should be the same. Be on our guard against mistreating or mislooking at our deities. So, coming back to our purport here, what we are being given here is a description of the eternal world. And we're given a description of the eternal devotees. We also see that these great divinities, or I should say great servitors, they're seated around the Lord, and they apparently are waiting for him to say something. And they are in a reverential, respectful, honorable manner. This is a very, very high position. It's not like some, as I said before, you can't just crash in and no, this is a very illustrious position. One earns it. He doesn't just give it to himself or think that he has enough spiritual credits to walk in on the Lord or start talking to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada made a very big fuss over this, and with good reason, that we should always think of the Lord as being very great, very glorious, very wondrous, very amazing, and don't start talking to him as if, hey, Joe, what's happening? It's not that kind of a relationship. It's, wow, thank you so much for allowing me to be in the same room that you're in, that I can be looking at you, that I can be receiving your holy glance. I am so, so favored and so blessed by being in your presence. When a devotee has that attitude, he gets a very different kind of response from the deity as opposed to one who simply looks at the deity. This is not to say that simply looking at the deity is something bad. It's not. It's just a lower level of intensity, a lower level of absorption, a lower level of respect. And so, as Krishna says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. And what is that reward? The reward that we get is the reward of feeling inwardly joyful, inwardly peaceful, inwardly loving, inwardly caring, inwardly wanting to perform devotional loving service. It's not something you just do mechanically, but you do it now because God is inspiring us from within to come to him. He's enjoying our manner. He's enjoying our attitude. And he wants us to get close because he wants to bring his closeness to us. So we don't demand closeness. Rather, we're invited to closeness. This is a very important principle. Those devotees who are addressing the deities are essentially being invited by God through the different commanders here to do the dressing. It's not like anybody can come up and just throw some cloth over their shoulder. It is a very esteemed position. And anyone who does that should be looked up to, that he is in a very honorable position. He is not dressing a statue. He is not dressing some piece of wood or marble. He is dressing a person. who happens to be wearing a marble form. So when I see somebody who's doing this dressing, doing this garland making, I'm thinking to myself, wow, this person is very, very gifted. This is a great gift. This is an honorable gift because this garland is going to go around the neck of God. That's a great job. There is no job better than that except distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. I wouldn't say it's better, but it's certainly equal. These are great jobs because they involve the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is taking in what we are doing. And if we are thinking of God while we are doing the service, he is giving his inspiration in our heart so that we want to do it well. We want to do it excellently. We want to do it perfectly. That's what loving devotional service is about. It's not merely doing it. It's doing it in a way that will give pleasure to Krishna. And if we do it in that way, and we beg the Lord while we are doing this service, please guide me. Please help me. I know nothing about doing something that will please you. What do I know about pleasing God? I'm a fallen, wretched soul. But you know everything, and you can deliver to me the guidance and the direction and that I have to have so that I can give some pleasure to you. We shouldn't assume, yes, because I'm so smart, I'm so great, I'm so glorious, so many people applaud me, I can do it right. This is a very proud position to take. Rather taking the position that I know nothing. I'm fallen. I'm wretched. This is Haridas Thakur's position. And the Lord Chaitanya just gathered him up in his arms with such pleasure and such love because of his great humility. So the same thing we can learn from all these great servants. What do I know about dressing you? What do I know about putting some makeup on you? What do I know about putting a helmet on you? I know nothing about these things, but you know everything, and you can share with me what you know so that I can do it in such a way that you will be pleased. And that's all that devotional service is about, pleasing God. And pleasing God means having a communication with him so that we get that guidance to be able to do something in a way which will give pleasure to him. It's not a matter of merely doing it and getting the job done. That's not it. So many persons, including myself, do that, and it's wrong. We have to always be aware of the fact this is greatness next. I'm looking at greatness. Right now I'm seeing Lord Jagannath's beautiful eyes. I'm seeing greatness. I turn and I see Lord Chaitanya's beautiful form. I see greatness. I see devotees looking at those forms. Those devotees are manifesting greatness just by their reverence. This is a wonderful attitude to have because in that manner, devotees treat each other in a very affectionate, very loving, very kind, and very sweet way because we are being very careful about how we are looking and addressing the Lord. That courtesy, that respect, that honor will carry off into our activities as well. And when we have those types of qualities of kindness and sweetness and generosity and cheerfulness, when we have those, not only is that pleasant to the Supreme Lord, but other people who we talk with, whom we interact with, they will feel it. And when they feel our affection, they feel our love, they feel our care, that will make for excellent relations. Generally, as I said, people get into trouble with each other because they don't really care for one another. It's just another body. And that's not the way a devotee is to think. It's not just another body. It's a devotee body. It's a body that is filled with love and affection and dedication and reverence and glory for the Lord. Therefore, I should respect it especially highly. Not take it as an ordinary body. It's a great body. And actually, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in some of his purports, it's a spiritual body. It's been spiritualized by so many spiritual activities. And being a spiritual body, it radiates. Everybody radiates an aura. And the radiation
of sweetness, of goodness, of kindness, of charity, of love and affection, when it goes and it hits you, it influences us. And when we are in, that's why Lord Chaitanya speaks as association. There are five main qualities, five different kinds of services, which he mentions: chanting the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, worshiping the deity, and living in a holy dham. So associating with devotees doesn't mean sitting down with somebody there. It means accepting and being aware of that there's a radiation of, there's an aura. Those who are psychically awakened can see this aura. It has different colors. Those who are more awakened can see the density of the colors. Those who are just becoming awakened will hardly see those colors. Sometimes at night you can actually see them quite well. That's a whole other matter which I don't get at. But the important point is here we are with so many wonderful devotees, and they're here, and I'm able to associate means they're giving me the credit of their service in the form of their vibrations, which are shooting out all over the place, and I'm taking a shower in them. Isn't that something to be grateful to? Rather than just taking that just another body sitting here for 20 minutes, and then I won't see him. That's impersonalism, indifference, uncaringness. But when we take appreciation for the things that people are giving us, and we try to give back similarly, we perform not only wonderful activities and have good relations with those persons, because we're not taking them as just bodies, we're taking them as bodies which are engaged in loving devotional service, which make them especially precious, more precious than the most diamond or the greatest pearl or the greatest emerald in the world. So a devotee must be always thought of carefully. We have to be very careful to not commit offenses against them. And by thinking about how we speak and how we act and how we estimate, we will not make offenses. But if we just do things mechanically, indifferently, uncaringly, thoughtlessly, we will make offenses. I know I have made them for that very reason. And so I'm simply sharing my faults with you and praying for some blessings that I don't commit those faults any further. So this is the idea. All these great personifications, personification of religion, knowledge, opulence, renunciation, they're seated at the lotus feet of the Lord. They have done quite a bit. They have earned this position. And when we see them, or we know that who they are, that's why we throw ourselves at their feet so we'll get their blessings. And maybe, just maybe, we too will have that wonderful reverence and honor and glorification for God, Krishna. And he will also maybe give us a position which will be a little closer to him, as these devotees, they're very close to Krishna. Yes, being close to God is a good thing. But on the other hand, one should not be so presumptuous to think that I'm so great, I'm so wonderful, I'm so glorious, I've done so many great services, I deserve to be close to God. No! That should never be our attitude. Our attitude should be the very opposite. And if we read the words of Haridas Thakur, when he gets near Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tries to stay away. He says, no, I don't want to contaminate you. Lord Chaitanya says, no, you can't contaminate me. You know who I am. He says, nonetheless, I just don't want to be in such a situation as to be indifferent to who you really and truly are. So this is very great. The same when we have a great devotee comes here. Maybe he's a GBC member, or possibly he's a spiritual master, or he may be some great sannyasi. When the person comes, our position should be, wow, what a great blessing of us. What a great benediction. Thank you, Krishna, for granting me this. And we should treat that person in the same wonderful, looking up way. Thank you for coming. Sometimes a sannyasi comes or a spiritual master comes. How many of us are saying when we see them, thank you so much for coming and blessing my life. You're so kind and sweet. I hope I can do some service for you. At least give you a cup of water. May I do that? This is a nice attitude to have. And it shows that we think beyond the nose, that we think from the heart. And when we think from the heart, we want to do something for someone. And wanting to do something for someone is a charitable disposition. Lord Chaitanya is called the most munificent person. Munificent is another fancy word for charitable. And when our whole heart is set with this attitude of wanting to do things, when you see an opportunity, jump on it, run to it. Don't let it just hang there and get lost. This is so important. I see different opportunities. Like, I'll give a very simple and shoddy example. So Vasa was doing the Arctic today. So I was watching him, and I said, hey, there's an opportunity to do in a few seconds of service. So I immediately grabbed the whisk that he had, and I gave him what is that bird again? Peacock. So I gave him the other one. So I had a little service to do. I could have just been standing there and serving. That's service also. But when you do something which shows interpersonal relation, it shows loving relation. And the person who's receiving it is very thankful and very gladdened. Because I didn't have to do it. I could have ignored it. I could have disregarded it and left it alone. But I wanted to get the benefit of serving a senior, excellent devotee, his temple president. So Krishna likes that. And that's how you keep storing up credit upon credit upon credit until finally the credits are so great that we are ready to go back home, back to Godhead. What do I mean by credits? Just what I'm talking about. Prabhupada uses the term again and again and again, loving devotional service, especially that kind of service which has not been assigned to us. You see a flower lying on the floor here. It's a flower that was in touch with Prabhupada or in touch with the Lord. Do we leave it there so that everyone can walk all over it? Pick up the flower, put it in your pocket, and worship it or smell it. But don't leave something which is worshipable and glorious and wonderful. Don't leave it to be stepped on, because that shows our lack of honor for Krishna's different items. If we really honor them, think high of them, then treat them that way, not just at this time or that time, but all the time if possible. And if we can't do it all the time, then beg the Lord, please help me to be more respectful, to be more honorable, to be more lovable, to be more serviceable, so that I can truly be your devotee. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are there any questions or comments? No? No comments? Nobody? Hey, I finished on time. I get a flower for that, Shabbos.
I saw you had your head bothering you. Sorry to hear that. I wish I could have four arms, take two of them. Massage and the other two.
Bless.
Oh, okay. Good shot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I could do it.